I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. Arkansas Economic Development Commission Director Grant Tenniel told state lawmakers that cash is king over any other economic incentive or tax policy. Tenniel was giving a review of state economic recruiting policies to the Joint Revenue and Tax Committee, which is studying potential changes to the Arkansas tax code. An effort to raise the severance tax to a flat 7% has failed to meet the signature threshold to be placed on the November ballot, but supporters will be given another 30 days to meet the legal requirement. The Secretary of State's office notified Sheffield Nelson, leader of the Committee for a Fair Severance Tax, that of the 69,000 signatures submitted, only 21,000 were valid registered voters in Arkansas. The number of valid signatures represents about 30% of those submitted, meaning nearly 70% were rejected. Late Tuesday, state Medicaid officials released documents showing they expect the state to save about $372 million over a seven-year period if Arkansas were to opt into a Medicaid expansion under the federal health care law. The savings would come from additional federal money, more compensation for indigent care, and potential new state revenue from the financial boost that hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funds would inject in the state's economy. While Democratic Governor Mike Beebe said he was inclined to support the expansion, which could provide health care to another 250,000 uninsured Arkansans, several prominent Republican lawmakers expressed opposition to the expansion and have asked for more details from state and federal officials. J.B. Hunt Transportation continued its steady climb in revenue and earnings despite declining truck hauling revenues in its legacy transportation sector. The Lowell-based trucking, transportation, and logistics company recorded second quarter net profits of $80.5 million on revenue of $1.26 billion. The earnings increase topped 22%, while revenue rose by 9%. A different story for USA Truck, which saw its base revenue and quarterly losses grow. The Van Buren-based trucking firm found difficulty shifting out of reverse. On Thursday, USA Truck reported a second quarter loss of $3.5 million on revenue of $103.5 million. 1 year ago, the company posted a $600,000 net loss on sales of a little over $108 million. Home BancShares reported a rise in second quarter earnings as its rapid growth strategy paid dividends. The Conway-based bank holding company, which is parent to Centennial Bank, reported second quarter earnings of $15.5 million compared to $12.9 million 1 year ago. The latest Arkansas Consumer Confidence Report shows improvement in several key areas as residents are feeling more comfortable with their personal finances, job security, and spending levels. However, overall conditions remain negative. Key findings include about 13% said their financial situation improved in the last 6 months, compared to 38% who said it worsened. About 49% said their personal finances remain the same. Only 17.5% said they'd spend more money in the next 6 months, while 42% said they would spend less. About 40.5% said they would spend about the same. And only 13% thought the state economy was good, while 49% said it was bad. Roughly 38% said it was normal. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.